closer.
Yeah, this is Knowledge Born. The most important thing, my response to the question is, the most important thing I've learned and I've accomplished since I've been incarcerated is how to be of service to my nation, to my people, to the nation of God's and earth, 5%, as well as to myself. Because if I'm in service of my nation and my people, then I'm in service of myself. So that was one of the things I've learned as I brought the 5% Nation of God's and earth to San Quentin Prison. I've learned that, you know, even in the situation that I am in, which I am on a death row at this time, and even in the situation that I am in, I am in steady influx with a host of people that have been thrown away, have been just forgotten about. And, of course, you know, some people, you know, hey, it is what it is. I mean, me personally, I'm not supposed to be here, and I can say that with honesty, and you can look it up. You know, my case is out of Oakland, Alameda County, 1991, from May to June, from May to July. But from what I've learned, the most thing I've learned is how to be patient, how to listen to people, and how to be in service of my nation, which is 5% Nation. And in that process, I'll be in service of myself and all of humanity. You know what I mean? So, you know, our goal is what we teach. And what we teach is we teach civilization to all of humanity, to all of humane families. You know what I'm saying? So in our quest, in our process of what we teach, we never take a person beyond their process of education, you know, because their process of education may not be to the standard of my process of education. So, you know, being the fact that we use I constantly am knowledgeable of my culture of freedom, which is today's mathematics, I consistently use supreme mathematics to acquire the knowledge in which I need, you know what I'm saying, to make my knowledge and my relationship to the universe. So, you know, based on the fact that I am, I self Lord Asiatic Master, I am the master of my own destiny, then I have to teach, civilization to all human families, you know. And so with that said, you know, that is what I've learned, you know, that education should be fashioned to make a people self-sufficient. And in that way, you know what I'm saying, again, Islam to the 5% Nation of God's and earth is a way of life, a culture, and it's not a religion. Islam is thyself Lord, Asiatic Master, and therefore we are the master of our own faith. I am the master of my own faith, my own destiny. And so I consistently be in service of my nation and my people, as well as myself. So with that said, I hope that answers your question. And, you know, I look forward to hearing from you again. And there's a lot of things I've learned, you know, humanity, civilization, how to be self-sufficient, and, you know, a good listener. I learned to be a good listener, too, you know, and be responsible for my family as much as possible, as much as I can in this situation and position I'm in. With that said, you know, you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, peace.
Hey, it's Robert Mejia. Since my incarceration, I have learned a lot about myself and what I need to do to improve and be more successful in life. And I'm trying to learn some new skills, vocational and educational skills, and just doing a lot of reading and studying and thinking and soul searching and trying to go on a spiritual journey and really learn from this experience to be a better person.
One of the main things that I have learned since I've been incarcerated is having the knowledge of self, understanding that our thoughts have power, that we always have choices to make in life. And life is what you make it. And
well, since being incarcerated, I have taken some computer classes, computer information processing, and I've learned how to use the stock market as an investment tool. We had a game called the Stock Market Investment Game. I had a portfolio, and I learned how to diversify my portfolio. And I'm currently in a Freedom Challenge program, which is a Christian-based program to better your relationship and your understanding of Jesus Christ. So I've tried to stay busy during my incarceration time.
Yeah, Adam. I would say the most important thing I ever learned since I've been in prison was to not take life for granted. And so much stuff that I could have been doing besides other stuff, folly stuff that I was doing. But you learn to realize that the smallest things, the smallest details you thought were insignificant at one point when you were out there living a fast life and doing all this and that, were the most important ones. The smallest things, and for example, asking the person how their day was, or doing a certain chore or a certain run, errand or something, going to the grocery store, or certain things where you go to, those are the things that really, really do matter when everything is taken away from you. And to value and cherish every relationship that you ever are involved in. And I don't know, that's basically this. And there's so much else stuff we could be doing out there than doing the dumb stuff we were doing when we ain't thinking straight and just too much entertainment.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, the Carter's, reaching out to y'all from behind these prison walls here in Illinois River in Chicago. Hey, man, that was a good question, man. What have I been doing since I've been incarcerated? Well, there's a lot of things you can do while you're incarcerated. Once you wake up each and every day, you have an option to live negatively, or have a little positive note once you plant your feet on that floor. It's only one side of the bed you wake up on, so you have to decide what you're going to do. And every day I wake up, I try to learn something that I didn't know yesterday. I've been gone since 2007, you know, for a crime that I did commit, a crime that, you know, I felt it was justified at the moment because of the circumstances. And I would love to share with you at a later time about that. I'm always open. I'm an open book, so you can ask me any question. I've been gone since 07. I have a little bit over 32 months now. I'm receiving good time for working in the industries here in the bakery department. So I'm also receiving a paycheck, which I allow myself to open up a bank account with Self Q Bank, and I send money to save money, and also I open up a business account. And also I decided to sit down and reflect on the things I need to do for my future. So I went on and purchased a LLC under my company for the transportation business, and I'm planning on opening a family business when I come home. It's just me and my sister. I have a sister that's 49. Her name is Dorian, and I'm the only son. My mom is 67 years old, and so I'm her only son. And due to the fact of me being her only son, you can understand the pressure that it is on my end, because I have no kids. She has no grandkids. And so when I come home, I want to be able to start a family, but I have to have my priorities put together. So, yeah, since I've been in prison, I've been taking classes, parenting classes. I wanted to take the parenting class because if I ever have kids one day, I will know what to do and what not to do. So, and then hearing from other guys in the circle who have kids. So I want to learn from the bad experiences and also the good experiences. I took a lot of programs to better myself, healthy thinking, and also lifestyle redirections and stuff like that. So I have utilized the word correctional. When they say IDOC Correctional Center, I correct a few things that I was doing, because I come from the west side of Chicago, grew up, and there's a lot of negativity in the neighborhood, and I chose to do the negativity because it felt good. It was a natural high. You know, even though I had good around me, I felt like it was the negativity is what allowed me to live my life, you know. And I worked a 9-to-5 job, but like I said, it took 30 minutes out of my life to commit a crime that allowed me to get 20 years at 85%. So reflection, you know, perseverance is the best thing for me. And I hope I gave you guys enough information about me, and I can't wait to the next question and the next podcast. But keep doing your thing, Simply Mingle. You know, this is the best thing, smoking, man. I love y'all guys, and I can't wait to connect and stay connected here and when I get home.